听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, you are tuned to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Steve. Well, it's a lot easier to avoid dirt than to avoid germs, right? Dirt makes you dirty. Germs make you sick. Yesterday we learned that teachers have very little hope of keeping germ-free. In fact, teaching is at the top of the germiest professions list. It's even germier than the profession of doctor. Now, what's the second most germiest job? It's the job of accountant. Accountant is our first keyword of the day, and our example sentence reads, "The accountant helps Susan do her income taxes." Next is the adverb respectively, as in Julie and Sarah are 10 years old and 8 years old, respectively. Okay, let's open our magazines to page 25 and follow along as we read about why working as an accountant is a very germy job.
Is your job germy? Number 2, accountant. Average amount of bacteria per square inch? 6,030. Why it's germy? Accountants tend to spend a great deal of time behind their desks. Accountants' desks and pens ranked number one, averaging 12,600 and 2,350 bacteria per square inch, respectively. Number three, banker. Average amount of bacteria per square inch, 5,400. Why it's germy? Everyone knows how dirty money is. When you think about the one core duty of bankers, handling money, it's no surprise the germs bankers come in contact with.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther, and we're on day two of our article, Is Your Job Germy? We're talking about different jobs, and we're talking about the five dirtiest jobs, or the five germiest jobs, the five jobs that have the most germs. Now, Chip, help us define what germs are again, please.
Well, germs are little tiny, tiny microscopic, little living things that cause people to be sick or cause diseases. And when I say microscopic, they're invisible to the naked eye, so you have to use a microscope to see them.
And germs are everywhere. They're on different surfaces, on your keyboard, on door handles, on elevator buttons. And some jobs, though, are exposed to more germs than other jobs. And yesterday, we talked about how a teacher, the job of a teacher, is the job that's probably exposed to the most germs. Now, today, we'll be talking about four other jobs that are also very germy.
That's right. And we're going to start off with the second germiest job is the job of an accountant. Now, an accountant is a person whose job is to manage or help organize the numbers of a company or an individual, specifically for the purpose of taxes and paying taxes.
And in this profession, they are in charge of the financial records of a company. So this is a very difficult job because you have to deal with lots of numbers and be very detailed, but they are also exposed to a lot of germs.
A lot of germs. And actually, our article says that they are the average amount of bacteria per square inch in an accountant's job is 6,030 germs or bacteria per square inch. Now, that's pretty germy. Not as germy as the teacher's job, but it's still pretty germy.
That's right. That's a lot of germs if you think about it. Well, why? Because accountants tend to spend a great deal of time behind their desks. So again, we're talking about per square inch. We're talking about the number of germs per square inch on their desktops. And accountants, well, they have to sit behind their desks a lot. They're figuring out numbers and using the calculator, using the computer, and they're exposed to lots of different documents and lots of different pieces of paper from many, many different people and different departments.
Right. Just as when students turn in assignments to their teachers, they're also turning in germs. I would imagine that as an accountant has pieces of paper and pens going back and forth between them and their clients, that there's a lot of germs passed around.
That's right. Well, let's go on and see this interesting fact. Our text says, accountants' desks and pens ranked number one, averaging 12,600 and 2,350 bacteria per square inch, respectively.
Now, when we say respectively, it's a concise way, it's a short way of saying in that order. So by saying respectively at the end of this sentence, we know that we're talking about 12,600 bacteria per square inch for the desks and 2,350 bacteria per square inch for the pens.
And if you are talking about different numbers in the same sentence, or when you're writing a sentence and you have different numbers, you can use this word respectively when we're talking about different things relating to different numbers. Now we're going to give you some more information on germs.
What we know about germs has mostly been discovered within the past 200 years. It was in the 1800s that doctors first thought to wash their hands between treating patients. It was also at this time that people realized germ-causing sicknesses could be spread through a public water supply. Because of their tiny size, germs went unseen until the invention of the electron microscope in the early 1930s.
Okay, so the number three germiest job is the job of a banker. So if you work in a bank, then the average amount of bacteria per square inch is around 5,400. Now, that's quite a bit. Now, why is this job so germy?
Well, friends, we know that a banker deals with a lot of money, and a lot of money is passed between different people. So, of course, people's hands have a lot of germs, and bankers are exposed to a lot of money. So these people, these bankers, these people who work in important positions in banks or financial institutions, they are exposed to a lot of money and, of course, a lot of germs.
That's right, a lot of germs. And our article says, everybody knows how germy or how dirty money is.
So when we think about what the main job a banker does, or our text uses this word, the core duty of bankers. The core here means the main duty or job of bankers. They need to handle money. So, of course, it's no surprise to all of us that germs, well, bankers come in contact with lots and lots of germs.
Right. It's no surprise that a banker's job is one of the dirtiest jobs. Now, when we're talking about these dirty jobs, these are some surprises for me. You know, I would expect some other jobs to be the germiest, but here we're finding very common jobs to be extremely dirty.
Well, we're going to find out two more very germy jobs, but first let's watch today's skit and take a break.
I am a germ.
Oh, no. There are too many germs in the classroom. I'm changing jobs. I know. I'll be an accountant. I won't pick up germs.
An accountant? You'll pick up germs every time you pick up your pencil.
Ooh. How about a banker? I'll just count money.
Everyone knows how dirty money is. Handling money. Germs, germs, germs.
Well, what else? A radio DJ.
DJs have shifts. Different DJs using the microphone. A microphone of microbes.
Oh, I guess you're right. Radio equipment is bound to garner a lot of bacteria.
You are surrounded by germs. We're everywhere. At every workplace.
You cannot escape.
Wait, there is one safe place I can go.
And where is that?
To the doctor's office.
Oh, and who will you find at the doctor's office?
The doctor?
Yes, the doctor and the sick people. Sick people with germs!
Oh, no!
Welcome back from the break, everybody. You know, there's a certain age when children love to put things in their mouths. If they see a coin on the street, for example, they'll often pick it up and put it in their mouths. Now, this especially scares mothers because that coin, and money in general, is really, really germy. Maybe that's why banker made the top 5 germiest job list. They're handling that money, and it's germy, and they're handling it all day long. Our next germiest profession is one that really surprised me. We'll find out what it is after we preview the last few keywords of our lesson. The first is shift. Mac will get off work at 3 a.m. when his shift at the factory ends. The second is garner. Pete has garnered many awards for being a great baseball player. Now, we are ready to resume our reading, which starts at the top of page 26.
Is your job germy? Number 4. Radio DJ. Average amount of bacteria per square inch. 3,323. Why it's germy. Radio DJs often work in shifts, with several people coming in and out of the station a day. As we said before, an infected person can leave a trail of viruses on every surface he touches. So many people using the same equipment is bound to garner a lot of bacteria. Number 5. Doctor. Average amount of bacteria per square inch. 2,620. Why it's germy. As professionals who serve sick people, it's no surprise doctors are their own source of germs.
Welcome back. So we're looking at the germiest jobs, the top 5, and we learned that the job of a teacher is the number 1 germiest, the job of an accountant is the number 2, the banker's job is the 3rd germiest job, and number 4 is a radio disc jockey, or we might say a radio DJ.
Now this is a very fun job, isn't it, Chip? These people, they spend their time putting in different discs, CDs, or MDs, and they play music and they talk on the radio.
So they spend all of their time there at the radio station around, I would imagine, a lot of buttons and maybe computers, a lot of equipment that several different people touch. And so the average amount of bacteria per square inch, if you're a DJ, is 3,323. Now, that's quite a bit.
That's a lot. That's really a lot. Well, why are radio DJs exposed to so many germs? Well, our text says that they work in shifts. Now, let's stop here and let's talk about this word, a shift. A shift is a period of time, and people often work in different shifts. Have you ever been in a job where you worked either the day shift or the night shift, Chip?
Sure. Yeah, I worked in a restaurant, actually. And when I worked in the restaurant, I worked in a certain shift. It was, I don't remember now, maybe 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. or something like that. And if you work at a 24-hour store or a 24-hour location, then you might work a midnight shift, or you might work a shift that's very early in the morning.
So people work in different shifts. And so radio disc jockeys or DJs, they also work in different shifts. So there are a lot of people who go in the station and work and then leave the station. So lots of people work at the same space, and lots of people will bring different germs.
Mm. And as our article said before, an infected person, a person that has these germs or has these bacteria or viruses with them, can leave a trail of viruses on every surface that he touches, he or she. So many of the people using this same, the same equipment in a radio station, this is all bound to garner a lot of bacteria. Now that word garner is a helpful one for us to look at.
Yeah, it's kind of a special word, and to garner means to collect in a large amount. Often we use this to talk about something that's useful or important. So a teacher wants to garner respect from his or her students. They want to collect and gain a lot of respect. Can you give us another example, Chip?
Sure. Actually, I think of my brother, and my brother was a very fast runner in junior high and in high school, and he actually garnered a lot of awards, a lot of trophies for being such a fast runner. So a radio disc jockey or radio DJ is number four. Number five is a doctor. Now, and I can kind of understand why a doctor would have a germy job.
Right, this is something we can kind of assume because doctors are exposed to a lot of sick people, and sick people carry a lot of bacteria and viruses, and these are germs.
And our article says that the average amount of bacteria per square inch is around 2,620. And why this is germy? Well, I think it's easy to see. As professionals who serve sick people, it's no surprise that doctors are their own source of germs.
Right. It means that they are their own source, or they themselves are the source of germs, or where germs harbor, where there are lots of germs, because they come in contact with a lot of people. They talk to these sick patients, they feel their hands and bodies, and they are also exposed to a lot of medical equipment, and these also have germs. So that's why I think most doctors, they will wear a surgical mask or a face mask, and this maybe keeps some of the germs away, and they are often washing their hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now all of these jobs have been unexpected for me. I would not have expected these to be the top five germiest jobs. You know, I mean, you've got people who work with garbage, you've got people who work outside in the fields and are getting very, very dirty, maybe a job in construction where they're building things in the outdoors. You know, those would be dirty jobs, I would expect.
I know, so it's kind of surprising, but I guess for me, it's good to know that we are all exposed to a lot of germs, and we have to be very careful. We need to wash our hands frequently and try not to touch our faces and do everything we can so that we won't be infected with these bad, dirty germs.
That's right. Infected ourselves and spread these germs to other people. Well, that's all we have for today. I hope you've learned something about germiness and about jobs that are germy. Before we go, we're going to visit the chat room and see what's happening there.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Vicky, and this is Ken.
Hi, friends. Good to see you again. So, Vicky, what do you think of the five germiest jobs?
Well, let's just say I'm glad I'm an English teacher, Ken. But, you know, I think in our lesson today, one of the five jobs is a little misleading.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Well, the banker, because our lesson says one of the duties of bankers is handling money. But, you know, most bankers never really touch the money they manage.
But don't bankers sit behind a counter in a bank and handle money all day as they deal with various customers?
Well, I really think you're thinking of bank tellers or cashiers. which are very different from bankers. When we call someone a banker, we usually refer to a person who serves as an officer or owner of a bank.
Oh, like an executive of a bank.
Exactly. And there's also investment bankers who work long hours in highly stressful but high-paying jobs. They move large amounts of money via the computer, but they never really touch any cash.
So it's the tellers who have the germy job.
I'm afraid so.
今天这一课讲到五个最多细菌的工作，其中之一是 banker， 但是这个字有一点会让人误导。banker 是银行家，指的是银行的高级主管，像乡里、副里、协里，或是一家银行的老板，这些人是 bankers。但是课文中说的 bankers 应该是指 bank tellers， 柜台人员，也可以叫做 cashiers。注意到 cashier 的字根就是 cash， 那这些人呢才是实际去接触金钱的人，他们的工作才是一个 germy job。
And now it's time for us to go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 respectively 这个副词。 Respectively 是指各自的、个别的或者是分别的。例如 all students will gather at the hall for the morning session and afterwards will go to their electives respectively. 所有学员会在会议厅集合参加早上的课程，之后就各自去自己的选修课程。或者是 in the 400 meters, Joe and Patrick came in first and third respectively. Joe 还有 Patrick 在400公尺的比赛中分别得到冠军跟季军。继续我们看的是 shift 这个名词。 shift 是指轮班或轮值的时间，课文的 work in shifts 是指轮班工作，如果是早班叫做 day shift， 晚班叫做 night shift。 轮某一种班是用 on 这个介系词，例如 Ray works on the night shift so he can make more money， Ray 上晚班这样就可以赚比较多的钱。Shift 也指轮值的人，例如 the day shift usually arrives at 6 a.m.早班的人通常是早上六点钟到。最后我们看的是 garner 这个动词。garner 是指储藏或累积。例如 ,the writer garnered information from many resources to complete this book. 这位作家为了完成他的著作收集了许多来源的资料。或者是 ,the district attorney already garnered much evidence to prove the defendant guilty.检察官已经收集许多的证据证明被告有罪。 And that concludes our language tips today. Keep up the good work and I'll see you next time.
Is your job germy? Number 2. Accountant. Average amount of bacteria per square inch? 6,030. Why it's germy?Accountants tend to spend a great deal of time behind their desks. Accountants' desks and pens ranked number one, averaging 12,600 and 2,350 bacteria per square inch, respectively. Number 3. Banker. Average amount of bacteria per square inch, 5,400. Why it's germy?Everyone knows how dirty money is. When you think about the one core duty of bankers, handling money, it's no surprise the germs bankers come in contact with. Number 4. Radio DJ. Average amount of bacteria per square inch, 3,323. Why it's germy. Radio DJs often work in shifts,with several people coming in and out of the station a day. As we said before, an infected person can leave a trail of viruses on every surface he touches. So many people using the same equipment is bound to garner a lot of bacteria. Number 5. Doctor. Average amount of bacteria per square inch, 2,620. Why it's germy?As professionals who serve sick people, it's no surprise doctors are their own source of germs.
So So there it is. Teacher, accountant, banker, radio DJ, and doctor. It was interesting to see that doctor came in fifth place, right? I thought it would have been at number one or number two. Well, if one of these five professions is what you do for a living, then maybe it's time to make a plan to de-germ yourself and your environment. Good luck with that. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we find our monthly Tips for Living feature, which discusses a silent killer. Sounds scary. Hopefully, we'll be able to take some of the mystery out of blood pressure numbers. We're out of time, but before I go, I want to wish all of you a germ-free weekend. Bye-bye, friends.